Hi, everybody, and welcome to our second installment of 2012's Signature Snaps. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Last week, we took a look at the top five rushing plays of the season. This week, we'll take a look at the top five passing plays. And with this offense, there are always plenty to choose from. I'm sure there will be plenty of arguments as to which is the best. But be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. Let's get to it. Play number one is Donald Driver's 26-yard touchdown against the Bears in Week 2. Now, this is in the fourth quarter. It comes right after an interception by Tremont Williams, and the Packers go for the quick strike. The Bears leave Driver all alone in the left slot, and they kind of forget about him running up the seam. Rodgers hits him for the touchdown, and the Dancing with the Stars champion gets to show off a few of his moves. Now, this was Driver's first catch of the season and definitely his most important. It buried the Bears, making the score 23-3 in the fourth quarter. Play number two is James Jones' 18-yard touchdown at Houston in Week 6. Now, Jones had a lot of great catches in 2012, but I think this one might have been his best. It comes in the fourth quarter. It's Aaron Rodgers' sixth touchdown pass of the game, and Jones reaches around the cornerback one-on-one in the corner of the end zone, gets one hand on the ball, deflects it to himself, and brings it in. Just a tremendous play for James Jones, who led the Packers and the NFL with 14 touchdown catches in the regular season. Play number three is Randall Cobb's 39-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter at St. Louis in Week 7. Now, this is one of my personal favorites. Aaron Rodgers takes advantage of a free play because the Rams jump off sides, rolls to his left, makes a difficult throw down the seam, and Cobb hauls it in for the touchdown. This is the play that put away the Rams, giving the Packers a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to go. Play number four is Jordy Nelson's 61-yard touchdown against the Giants in Week 12. The Packers didn't have as many of these long scores in 2012 as they had in 2011, but this was one of them, and there's a lot to like about this play. John Kuhn makes a great block in protection on pass rusher Justin Tuck. Nelson makes a nifty stop-and-go move, tiptoeing down the sideline to get past Corey Webster, and Rodgers' throw is right on target. It tied up the game against the Giants 7-7 in the first quarter. Not much else went right for the Packers on this night, but this play was one to remember. Play number five is Greg Jennings' 45-yard catch and run at the Metrodome against the Vikings in Week 17. The Packers are in catch-up mode in the third quarter, and on this play, Jennings is the hot read from the slot because the blitz comes from his man. Now, what makes this play special are the moves that Jennings makes to get tacklers to miss. He picks up a ton of extra yards, gets the Packers a first and goal, and he catches the touchdown pass a couple of plays later, all part of a big day for Jennings, 8 catches, 120 yards, and 2 touchdowns. There you have it, folks, the top five passing plays of 2012, and there were certainly many more. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll, and we'll see you next time on Signature Snaps with the top five defensive plays. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.